Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Hours till the election of 2024. And the major issues are laid out traditionally and historically. Economy. Money. Pocketbook. However, there is an issue now that's global. And it translates into American concern. That is migration. Migration overwhelming social welfare systems, challenging governance, the credibility of governance. I'm looking at Europe now. It's torn apart by this, and it does not have a solution, the EU or NATO. At the same time, the immigration story here is about the border, the southern border. And Liz, you've written a column about, I was unaware that the New York Times does not believe that immigration is a major story for the election. That's a peculiar conclusion that Times has come to. So I don't want to argue their editorial point of view. But it is something that the American people care a great deal about, not just in the Southwest states, but in the major cities. And recently I've had an education about Trendy Aragua, that is the gang out of Venezuela that is not a gang, an ordinary gang. It's a narco-terrorist transnational gang with connections to the Caracas regime, to Lebanese mafia, to the IRGC, probably to Moscow. We're talking about organized, violent men who are in the United States right now in many cities, but New York, Chicago, and Houston are named repeatedly. You've also written about migration weighing on the American people because of the cost of, what is it, 6 million, 10 million? We don't have the number.
We don't know, yeah.
In the voting booth, do you see evidence of people voting one way or the other because of immigration, or have they decided it can't be stopped?
Trump has made it pretty clear it will stop. And after all, he has a record to run on here. During his presidency, the number of illegal immigrants definitely came down. Partly, of course, that was helped by COVID, but it had done even before that. I think there's a very stark difference here between what has gone on under the Biden-Harris White House. My case is simply, this is a very strong case for Donald Trump. Do I think it's important to voters? Yeah, it's always one of the top three or four issues. And it's really a top issue, by the way, for Hispanics. I think Democrats felt that championing open borders and a huge influx of migrants coming into our country illegally was going to be very positive for the Hispanic community, that they would applaud that. That has really turned out not to be the case. I mean, if you talk to Hispanics, in this city, New York City, for example, they will tell you that their neighborhoods are a mess now. There's much more crime. They are not happy about the fact that people arriving illegally and being given sanctuary city welcomes are being handed food, free shelter, et cetera. And the people who've come in legally don't get any of that. So I think when you look at polling that shows Donald Trump has really improved his standing with Hispanic voters, this is a main reason, and it's a major backfire on what I think are terrible policies by Biden and Harris. There are other reasons why I think it makes sense for Trump to prosecute this case. One is something no one has talked about is the fact that if Harris is elected, does that mean we'll have another 10, 15 million people coming into the country illegally? They only stopped it, recall, in the last few months because polling showed it was a killer for Joe Biden and then also for Kamala Harris. And by the way, the problem she has is she is personally tagged with this, rightly or wrongly. She was called the border czar, and not just by right-wing media outlets. She was also called the border czar by left-wing media outlets, with the expectation that she was going to do something about the, in, at some point, tens to even hundreds of thousands of people who came in on a daily basis. So this is a real hornet's nest, I think. And I don't think that, to your point, it isn't just Arizona, Texas, other states that are particularly in the or California, who are really receiving a lot of these illegal immigrants. It's the whole country, because the administration has sent them all over the country. Greg Abbott, the governor of Texas, has helped send them all, and kind of rightly so. His argument, why we are being prevented, we, the Texas state government, is being prevented from putting up any barriers or enforcing our immigration laws. Why should we bear the brunt of this? This is a mess. And I think Americans overall know it's a mess, and they feel like Trump it really has a better approach to it.
I want to underline something that I've learned, Liz, and I can't do all of it, but Trendy Aragua is not ordinary narco-terror gang. It has direction and drive and sophistication that is extraordinary. And the reason, I'm told, is that it's organized out of Caracas, from a province called Aragua, which was under the control of the Lebanese mafia chieftain who used to be the oil minister of Caracas. In other words, we're looking at links to Hezbollah, the IRGC, to Tehran and Beirut, to the violence of the Middle East and Latin America. Now, I'm early on in my education about this. Many people are ahead of me. But it will be a challenge to a Trump administration if it happens. This was not simply a matter of get on the bus, we're taking you to Mexico. This is a sophisticated geopolitical gang that has strengths far beyond anything that we've talked about before with the M13 or those gangs that we talked about during the Trump years. I just mentioned that because I'm not the person to lecture on this, but there's much more to discover about this that the Biden administration and Harris have not explained why they didn't do anything about it. They've not told us. We have about a minute.
I think they're very vulnerable here, which is why they haven't tried to make an explanation. Don't forget, Trump has the opportunity to declare this a terrorist organization. I can't imagine that he won't do that. I think he probably will early in his presidency, which gives them different tools to use in confronting these people. But it is the sanctuary city status and this raise the age law in New York that has allowed Trendy Aragua to recruit youngsters, 13-year-olds, 14-year-olds, and they are now the people who are stealing in broad daylight because the cops can do absolutely nothing about it. So you're right. It's a huge challenge. It's one I think Trump has a better shot at handling than Harris.
Elizabeth Peak, her column at the Hill, at the Fox News Now about immigration. The New York Times says not important. The polls say important. The election will settle the matter. Elizabeth Peak writes a column for The Hill as well.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now. Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.